Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gerard Johnson in for John Lopez. Cody Stutz in loop with you today. Sports Radio 610. Talk about jet setting Gerard here in just one moment. But over the weekend, the long weekend, it wasn't really a weekend. It was like a holiday break. Yesterday felt like a Sunday, and then today feels like a Monday. It's a Wednesday, by the way. There's got to be people at, like, real jobs. It's like, we don't have a real job. But there got to be people at real jobs who have, like, stuff they need to turn in or do on Wednesdays that walked in today with, like, chest puffed out, like, ready to get after this week. And it's like, yeah, by the way, Jim, it's Wednesday. We need those TPS reports. And he's like, ah, long weekend got me again. Got me again. Did it feel like a Sunday to you yesterday?
Absolutely. Okay. I hadn't. I mean, I'm trying to get caught up. Dude, I was on the phone with a buddy of mine talking about some stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, well, I'll see you on Tuesday. He's like, yeah, it's already Wednesday. Like, look, man, I'm just here waking up every day. I don't know where I'm at. I'm just trying to float around, figure right. things out.
Right. Well, you've been traveling a bunch. So that probably makes your day even a little bit more crazy these days. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But over the long weekend, the Rockets' pursuit of Paul George ended, not because they ended it, because the Oklahoma City Thunder ended it. The Thunder traded for Paul George. They traded Victor Oladipo and the Sabonis kid that they'd gotten in the Serge Ibaka trade. That's it. That's all it took was Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, I believe is his name. And I saw that price tag, Gerard, and it crossed my mind, if that was the price tag, why didn't the Rockets take that price tag?
A part of me feels like there's something potentially deeper into this. Almost like, I mean, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, almost like the Pacers are like, we're not sending you just anywhere. Like, we're not, you know, Paul, we're not going to send you to, we're not going to agree to a trade. Even if the Rockets offer the same thing, okay, cool. You want to go to Oklahoma? All right, you can go there. You want to go to Orlando? Sure, go to Orlando. We're not gift wrapping you. We're not going to gift wrap you to a contender. We're not going to do. I think that a lot, because otherwise, every NBA team I feel like could have offered at least that. Almost every team in the league could have offered what Oklahoma City offered.
Right.
But it was like, yeah, we're not. No.
Everybody's got an Oladipo and a Sabonis sitting around.
Yes. I think Paul George kind of did them a service by saying, hey, I'm going to leave in a year, so pretty much trade me, get some out of me. They kind of saw it as, we had talked, because you hear it from their side. It was like, we had talks with him. He said everything was cool. Why didn't you say what you said sooner than this? And I'm like, well, what do you want? He's not going to walk around a city hated.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point.
I think from Paul George's side, he handled it the right way. But I think the Patriots had some sour grapes, because you're right. When you're going to get it, how are they going to get another star?
That's
like
the
only, this to go to in Indianapolis.
That's the only way I can, not the only way, but they didn't get any draft picks. When, I mean, Boston's loaded up on them. A bunch of other teams are loaded up on draft picks. Now, I know the Rockets don't necessarily have the draft pick capital to go do something crazy, do something big with them. They get Oladipo and they get Sabonis. Now, Sabonis is a nice young player. He probably fits what they're going to do in the future, how they're going to build that team. They got some young kids in on the Pacers roster right now. And Sabonis sort of fits with them. But you couldn't have found another team that could have got you a draft pick that's worthwhile. Like, you couldn't have called, just to spitball here, Sacramento, dumped Ryan Anderson on them, gotten a pick back, and then sent like a pick and Clint Capella for Paul George. I like Clint Capella, but you put Paul George with Chris Paul and James Harden, and you got a legit shot at beating the Warriors.
Like, anybody at this point, dang near anybody on that team, I mean, as much as I love Gordon.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean, like, everybody's available.
And everybody but Paul and Harden should have been available to get Paul George.
At 100%. That's why, for me, it's kind of like they weren't talking. I think this was
they didn't play ball.
Yeah, I think this was, we're not going to throw you under the bus. We're going to place you in front of it. We're going to place you in front of it at a green light. before we give you to a contender, Paul George, because we're still salty about the fact you're leaving us. I think that's what that was.
That sounds plausible. I like that. I gotta mull it around a little bit. Gerard Johnson in for John Lopez, Cody Stutz in loop with you today, Sports Radio 610. All right, you were all over the western part of the finest United States of America, and we'll talk about the flag football in a little while, but what you did with the opening, which is what it's called,
yes,
with Nike. All right, what is the opening? And then we'll talk about who you cross paths with the opening.
Okay, so the opening is essentially Nike. We went on a 13-city tour, almost like American Idol style, to where you have these invite-only camps to the top kids in 13 regions of the country.
Uh-huh.
And so the very first one actually started Super Bowl weekend here in Houston, where you invite the top kids in the southern. So you get Louisiana, you have kids coming from
Oklahoma,
yeah,
New
and so once you get invited to one, you can go to any of them. So there was kids coming from all over with the hopes of getting picked to go to the opening. And what the opening is essentially the top 25 kids at every position gets invited to Oregon at the Nike campus to stay there for 4 days, and the skill position players get put on teams with other top players and play a 7-on-7 tournament.
Oh.
The bigs get put on teams, and they do all kinds of lineman challenge type stuff, which is the thought of – you guys, the kids who make the opening, it's the thought that you are the most gifted high school kids that are going to juniors, going to be seniors, a couple underclassmen when they're that good, but in the country. Now, Nike, as a brand, we are going to surround you with some of the best coaches, former players, our Nike contract guys, to give you kind of the resources because you have a shot to make it.
Right.
So let's give you the resources and give you an experience to better help your college situation. So just to name a... So the quarterbacks and receivers got there a couple days early. Larry Fitzgerald came in and worked with the receivers the Ooh. First day. Jerry Rice came the second day.
Future Hall of Famer.
Trent Dilfer's on the – so I'm on the Elite 11 staff. And with it's me, right. Jordan Palmer, who trained Deshaun,
mm-hmm.
And Blake Bortles for their combine draft. Charlie Fry, Craig Knoll.
Who's who a quarterback coach?
Trent Dilfer runs the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have NFL guys pop in and out. And then
I saw Willie McGinnis hanging around there.
Yeah. So just the first couple of days of quarterbacks, and then you had Sam Darnold from USC was there. Rudolph from Oklahoma State. So and then there's college counselors get invited to kind of be like think like old school summer camp. Your counselors are college kids. So the coaches are former pro players. The counselors are current college players. And
like Darnold, Rudolph.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then Cooper Kupp came out to work with the receivers. And then, so that was the first 3 or 4 days. And then we get to the actual opening where you split up on the teams. Nike gives them a bunch of gear.
Yeah, yeah.
And you play a 7-on-7 tournament. And Odell Beckham showed up. Trent Williams showed up for the offensive linemen.
Wow.
Trent Williams showed up. And Richard Sherman showed up. I mean, it's one of the coolest events. It's one of the coolest things to be a part of in the I can't even put into words. It's one of the coolest things to be a part of in the country. If you love football, it's just a really cool thing to see that high level of talent
mm-hmm.
playing in its pure state. And so my team, I was the offensive coordinator for my 7-on-7 team, and my quarterback was Justin Fields, who is the number one quarterback in the country after this weekend. We actually ended up winning the tournament, so I was the offensive coordinator.
Nice.
Napoleon Kaufman was my running backs coach and receiver coach. Ryan Clark was the defensive coordinator for my team.
There you go, former Steeler.
Ray Mickens, who played at A&M, played in the league, is a D coordinator for another team. Willie McGinnis was the D coordinator for a team.
Nice.
Bucky Brooks, receiver, Curtis Conway. I mean, these are the type of – we're coaching these guys.
This is cool.
And so I had – so Christian Kirk was there as one of the college counselors. I'm trying to think. God, I'm going blank on his name.
So you mentioned all these guys that swing by. Deshaun Watson was there.
Yes, and so Deshaun showed up for – I forgot that name. So Deshaun showed up for the first couple of days with the quarterback stuff.
Oh, so he's there for the QBs.
The QBs.
And this is something that he participated in previously?
Yeah, so he was a college counselor the last 2 years.
Gotcha.
How I got involved in all this, I was a college counselor for this in 2010.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of – the Elite 11 is kind of a fraternal type situation with the quarterbacks.
Right.
And so Deshaun comes there and actually works out, throws, and then he kind of mentors some of the kids, takes questions, talks to them. One of the coolest things I've seen was Jerry Rice working with the receivers, Deshaun's working with the quarterbacks, and they're talking to the kids, and Deshaun asked Jerry Rice, as a young guy, what advice would you give me to lead a locker room as a rookie? Like, what advice would you give me to lead a older guys? Like, what could I do to lead a group of men as a rookie? And Jerry Rice gives him that advice on how to essentially went over a locker room as a young guy and what you can do to earn their respect. And it was one of the coolest things that I've seen. One, just listen to Jerry Rice, who, by the way, put on cleats and was running routes with the high school kids.
No.
And flat. He could go get you 15 catches right now in the NFL as a 50.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and so, but that was really cool. And just Deshaun was kind of like, hey, man, I have a question, and asked in front of everybody. And it's, I have all this on my Facebook Live. But because it's one of those moments, like, it's like I'm fumbling through my pocket. Like, I got it. Like, I can't not.
Right. If Jerry Rice could talk about how to win a locker room.
Yes.
We got to know.
And Deshaun, I mean, and for me, like I said, I'm not going to say me and Deshaun are close by any means, but I've gotten to know him fairly well the last couple of years, being around him a little bit. Man, I just love his temperament. I love his demeanor. And he's mature way beyond his years. He's fully ready. He was ready to be a pro from everything that comes with it, from appearances to football to everything. He has a grasp on life that, you know, I can't say it enough. He's so good for this city.
The way the vibe I get is, despite he's a first-round draft pick, he's the future of the Houston Texans at quarterback, it doesn't seem like he's that much different from 2 years ago, last year, when he's a college counselor for a summer camp, albeit an elite prospect summer camp. It doesn't seem like he's that much of a different human being.
At all. I mean, like, he was ready to deal with it 2 years ago. I mean, because there's something to be said about going into your senior year as the dude and winning it all. There's something to be said about that, about the pressure that comes with that. I heard, I think, last night with Jeremy Branham and I think Hammer were talking about the difference, and the Bears said Trubisky has no chance of starting, and kind of that and why is that different than Houston? The difference isn't who cares about where they got drafted. It's the people. Deshaun is ready to lead a team. Deshaun has played three times as many games as Trubisky. Mm-hmm. Like, he is, you need somebody, what you need from your quarterback this year, somebody to come in, lead the team, get them in and out of plays, not make mistakes, and just be, honestly, just run the offense. You don't need anybody to come in and be great at quarterback right now.
You don't need Deshaun Watson to be the supernova that helped lead them back from Alabama.
Yes.
You just need Deshaun Watson to come in there, be a playmaker when you're asked of it, but be a caretaker when we ask you to take care of it.
And more importantly, give this team belief. Give the defense to feel with this. When the offense goes, we dominate on defense. When the offense goes onto the field, we have us. They're going to take care of us. This kid is going to lead it. You need a little inspiration. You need, and that's what I think Deshaun Watson, he gives hope. He gives hope, and so all we need for you, Deshaun Watson, is not turn the ball over and get the team in and out of plays and give this team hope, and I think that can take them a long way.
All right, so Jerod also was a part of the flag football showcase, I guess is the best way to term that. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later on. Clint Sterner's going to swing by at 11 o'clock. We got a lot of stuff to chop up with Clint, and we'll talk a little bit more about quarterbacks and what this time of year looks like for quarterbacks when he swings in. But coming up next in What's Trending, it was the 4th of July yesterday. You know we have firework mishaps in What's Trending. That's coming your way, along with a hot dog eating contest update and the weirdest take of the week by somebody in the media. That's next in What's Trending in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.